And finally, this hour, to the musical project of someone recently dubbed a genius. The MacArthur Fellowships, often called genius grants, were awarded 2 weeks ago. The winners are given $500,000 each, with no expectations of how they should spend it. Well, today we're going to hear from a MacArthur Fellow who uses stringed instruments to bring social justice to his community. From member station WRNI, Megan Hall has this profile.
Sebastian Ruth stands in a classroom at DeBate Elementary School in Providence, Rhode Island. He leans towards 12-year-old Heather Argueta as she pulls a bow across her violin strings.
Okay, can you do that?
Ruth is slender in his jeans and blue checkered button-up shirt. Today, like most days, his dark brown hair is slicked back as if he's ready for a performance. Ruth has been teaching Heather how to play the violin for 5 years.
Oh, good. Okay. Now, on the up to the down, I want the...
Sounds like a typical violin lesson, right? Sebastian Ruth says it's easy to miss the entire purpose of Community Music Works, the nonprofit organization he started 13 years ago.
Yeah, I was recently interviewed and somebody said, I'd like to see your students in action because after all, that's what this is really about. And he's not wrong and he's also not right. You know, it really is about the kids, and it's really not just about the kids.
The free lessons Sebastian Ruth and 9 other instructors offer to children in Providence's low-income neighborhoods are just one tentacle of Ruth's mission, to intertwine violins, cellos, and violas with the everyday life of this community. Ruth says the idea came to him as he was finishing his last year at Brown University, when he heard a story on the radio.
It was a story of an artist doing his work and bringing young people into the practice. Literally bringing young people into his studio to show them what he's working on and then to say, would you like in? Do you want to be part of this?
The concept resonated with the ideas Ruth was already having about the role of education in a community and his future as a musician.
I thought that, you know, we could do the same thing with a string quartet. If we had a street front studio and primarily we were doing our work, but in a visible way such that kids may want to come in and try it with us. That could be the basis for some really exciting work.
So that's exactly what Ruth did. He rented a storefront, assembled 3 like-minded musicians, and the Providence String Quartet sat down to play in the front window. Today, they're upstairs while the downstairs bathroom is being fixed.
Yeah.
What you can do is just cue in time before you come in, because I feel like we're just in a no tempo.
The group performs all over the city, for paying audiences and for free. The concerts aim to make classical music a part of everyday life, a move that's not entirely selfless.
I'm trying to nurture an audience of people that I want to perform for.
Aaron McFarlane is a second-year fellow at Community Music Works. Like Sebastian Ruth, he teaches violin lessons to children from the neighborhood and performs in the center's 2nd string quartet.
And I guess coming out of school, it felt like playing in a concert hall for an increasingly elderly population wasn't really feeding into my passion, which is especially working with young people. So this is much more along those lines.
McFarlane says Community Music Works offers a new way to exist as a professional musician. He's able to perform and work in the neighborhood where he lives. And there's an excitement that comes from playing for audiences that have never heard classical music before, like Jesse Woodbury.
Most of the people at my school like into hip-hop and things like that, so it's really kind of weird because like on my iPod I have like Mozart and things like that, and they're like, what is this? And I'm like, it's just what I like to listen to.
Woodbury is one of McFarlane's students. The 8th grader has been playing the violin for 5 years.
I've been playing the violin and I've got a feel for types of music, like different types of music. And they're just like, wow, that's pretty cool, but different. So most kids are kind of like, ugh.
Jesse's mom, Nicole Bush, says the discipline of practicing his instrument has influenced his performance in school. She doesn't have to nag him to do his homework anymore. But there's also just the symbolic power of seeing him play the violin.
I was just amazed. When I see all these people of color playing this type of music, it's just amazing for me to just bring out a different side. I think we're so stereotyped where people may think that it's all about hip-hop music or rap. So to see this type of music, it's amazing.
But in some ways, Community Music Works has become a victim of its own success. The nonprofit now has more than 120 children on its waiting list, Ruth isn't really recruiting in the neighborhood anymore. And that hasn't worried about missing some kids that might need the program.
We need to continue to forge the relationships with the social service agencies and the community centers where those families who don't have time or don't have the opportunity to think about resources for their kids will get to us.
The very neighborhood where Ruth set up his storefront quartet is gentrifying. What used to be a laundromat across the street is now a rehabilitation center for pets. Ruth says he's still committed to his main goal, to help kids expect more out of their lives.
Just because a kid is growing up in an environment of limited circumstances doesn't mean they can't be citizens of the world.
So what happens now that Ruth's community organization no longer exists in the center of the community he wants to reach? $500,000 from the MacArthur Foundation may just help him find the answer. For NPR News, I'm Megan Hall in Providence, Rhode Island.
This is NPR.